You're listening to a Bucks Plus audio production on the Bucks Plus Network.
This is Bucks in Six.
That's for the culture.
A full Bucks recap after every single game. Here's Greg Matzik.
A quick trip to New Orleans for the Bucks one night after dismissing the Heat in overtime in Miami. The Bucks would take the floor without Giannis, Damian Lillard, and Pat Connaughton, but they did have Kyle Kuzma, who started the scoring effort for Milwaukee.
Kyle Kuzma glides down the lane, and he lays it in for the first points of the night as he kisses it in off the window.
Kuzma then found Brook Lopez on a three for an early 5-3 Bucks lead.
Kuzma's got it again. He sends out left wing, catch and shoot three. Brook Lopez drains the three right back after the Pelicans had knocked one down just moments before.
More from Lopez, who scored 8 points in the first quarter.
Kuzma moves it ahead. Bucks with a 13-11 lead. Kuz passes it off to Lopez. Lopez fires up another three, and he cans it again. Another Michelob Ultra three for Brook Lopez as he rains down another beauty.
Kuzma dished out three first quarter assists and scored six of his own.
Here's Kuzma going the other way. Driving downhill, slashes his way to the cup and lays it in. He's got 6 points early on, and the Bucks now with their largest lead of seven. It's 18-11 with 6:59 to go.
Among the first off the bench for Doc Rivers was A.J. Green, who cashed in from deep to make it 23-19.
Bobby Portis out for the last time over his 25-game suspension. Here's a three-pointer on the other end, and that's a good-looking shot from the Dairy Bird. A.J. Green knocks it down from the far side right. 23-19, Bucks ahead by 4 points now.
But the Pelicans outscored the Bucks 12-5 the rest of the way to take a 31-28 lead into the second quarter. Just moments into the second quarter, the game was tied.
Gary Trent Jr. pulls the trigger on a three, and he cans it from the right wing. So Gary Trent has knocked down four of his first five shots tonight. That's his first one from the bonus sphere.
Part of an 11-2 Bucks run to make it 39-33. The Pelicans would inch closer, making it a one-possession game until Kevin Porter Jr. knocked down a deep ball to make it 46-40 Milwaukee.
Milwaukee's got it on the other side. Lopez catches a pass from Jackson, hands it off near wing, catch and shoot three from Porter, and Porter finally gets one to go.
The Pelicans responded, taking a 53-49 lead before the Bucks sprinted to the first half finish, scoring nine straight. Kevin Porter Jr. attacking the rim.
Misi's pass deflected by Porter. He's going to race for it and come away with it, and he takes off and sends it down with a two-hand jam running the other direction. KPJ the steal and score, and the Bucks have evened it at 53.
Gary Trent Jr. knocking down a deep ball.
A rebound pulled down by Kuzma, feeds it ahead. Gary Trent squeezes off the three. That one bounces around, and he wins the lottery on that shot.
Kyle Kuzma would score the final bucket of the half to give the Bucks a 58-53 halftime lead.
Kuzma's got it. Dribbling with the right hand, crossing over around the Lopez screen, takes it inside, kisses the shot on the run, off the window, and good.
Things would remain tight in the third with threes flying left and right.
Trent hands it off to Lopez, flips it to Porter. Porter straight on, launches and hits. Drills the three from the top of the arc, and Milwaukee gets a needed Michelob Ultra three to pull even again, 63 apiece.
A three from Kevin Porter Jr. tied the game at 63. After the Pelicans built a 71-66 lead, the Bucks engineered an 11-3 run featuring a triple from A.J. Green.
Here's a three-point try. A.J. Green rips the cords on a three-pointer from the left side, tying this game at 74 points apiece. We are deadlocked again.
And another from Porter to make it 77-74 Bucks.
Green picks up a loose ball. Three to shoot now. Porter's going to have to put up a contested three, but he buries it anyway.
Back-to-back buckets from Ryan Rollins, and the Bucks lead swelled to six.
Rollins with eight to shoot, dancing with the defense of Jamal Cain. He pulls up, mid-range jumper, and it's a beauty.
It would settle at three, entering the fourth, 81-78, Milwaukee. New Orleans would erase the Bucks' lead in the blink of an eye. It was 91-88 Pelicans before the Bucks' offense found a groove with Rollins scoring four straight.
Here's a pass that's deflected, taken away out top. Ryan Rollins is off and running the other way, and he will tuck it in off the window, laying it up on the other side. So the Bucks have reclaimed the lead.
Part of a 13-0 Bucks run that would yield a 10-point lead with 4.5 minutes remaining. Some nifty footwork from Porter in the open court made it 105-97.
Outlet feed from Rollins ahead to Porter. Porter takes it in. A trio of defenders around him, and he muscles it through. Does a little shimmy going the other way. Kevin Porter Jr., shades of what he did last night.
More from Porter later in the fourth to put the game away.
Lester Quinones circles down low. He passed it to no one in particular. Gobbled up by Porter. He's going to have another two-hand flush going the other way. Third time tonight, KPJ has been able to come up with loose change in midcourt and stuff it down on the other side.
The Pelicans would keep things interesting, scoring six straight on a pair of threes, but the Bucks were able to close things out from the free throw line.
Brown will inbound as they advance the ball in the corner. Reeves cranks up the three. That misses, and this one is over. Gary Trent Jr. comes away with a rebound for the Bucks, and he will secure that basketball with his season-high 29 points, and the Bucks will secure the victory. Short-handed both ways, but the Bucks laughed last. They are the last team standing with a 111-107 victory tonight, their fourth consecutive win.
111-107 the final. The Bucks knock off the Pelicans on night two of a back-to-back. Gary Trent Jr. paced $5 in double figures with 29. Porter and Lopez added 20 apiece. Just four games remain in the Bucks' regular season schedule, including Tuesday night at home against the Minnesota Timberwolves.
This has been a Bucks Plus audio production.